Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo.
Hello, I'm Johnny Bravo. Today you're going under the musical influence of today's guest, Zane Karusik, on Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo. So I brought Zane on because Zane and I are getting ready to start a podcast, and Zane also likes music. I mean, how could he not? I mean, he's a, you know, the son of a DJ.
It's music.
Exactly. We have him on the show to go over all the things that he wants to talk about his music, and then we also have to have him on the show to get back at all the stuff that his sister said about him on the last show.
Of course.
So Zane, tell me a little bit about your musical self.
At one point I tried playing drums, didn't really do that for a long time. Kind of want to play the guitar. That's too much effort. I'm probably not going to learn how to do that. If I wanted to, I could probably learn how to DJ for my father, but all he does is just sit there pressing buttons, you know. It's basically a podcast if you think about it. It's all you're doing over there.
That's true.
I mostly just listen to music. I'm not really into the whole music scene, doing any instruments or anything like that. I'm pretty good at the triangle, though. That I will not deny.
We took Zane's drums, and when we were redoing his room, we sold them so we could buy him a television. So that tells you how supportive of him we were of him buying the drums. No, we bought him the drums in the first place.
This is true. I did get the drums from you, and then I got new drums, which were actual drums, because the first one were electric drums. And then I sold the real drums to get a TV, which I use the TV every day. So I think it was a good purchase on my part.
I think it was too. And we were trying to maybe push you down a musical road that you weren't ready to go down yet. And I was thinking that you would be, you know, big time in a band by now.
No, probably not. I didn't really like practice ever when I should have, but I did want to learn it. And I tried. It just wasn't really that interesting at the time of doing. I really do want to get into music somehow, because I really enjoy music, but I don't think drums is the way to go.
The triangle is a good start. We'll start there, and then we can move all up. You know, triangles don't cost very much.
I'm great at the triangle.
You just can't lose that little triangle thingy. I don't know what you call the thing that you hit the triangle with.
A little beating stick.
Yeah, don't lose that, because I think that's where the real money's at right there.
Of course. Though, I mean, you can get the triangle for about like $5 at any like Cracker Barrel, but those little sticks, you got to order those from the France so you can get like the good ports, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you lose that little stick, you're in trouble playing the triangle, so just don't do that.
I'll try.
We're going to go to question number two. So we're moving so much faster than your sister. We were talking for 4 days. We were actually doing a telethon. I don't know how much money we raised. I haven't looked yet.
We can do that now if you want.
You know, we do have a Cash App, and we do have Venmo. So send your money on. If you're still listening to Mars, we were raising funds for, I don't know, we were just talking so long, it felt like a telethon.
Yeah, it looks like the Muppet telethon.
There you go. We could raise money to buy a Muppet. That would be great.
We're going to be a Muppet.
I don't know which Muppet I would buy, but that would be insane.
I think Kermits are expensive.
It probably wouldn't be a Kermit. Probably like be Animal or something.
I love Animal. He's my favorite.
Of course, Muppets. He plays the drums. He's got to be your favorite.
Well, I think if he played the triangle, I would like him a lot more.
True. That's true.
But, you know, the drums are pretty cool. I like his, there's a little band in the Muppets. They're called something.
Yeah, Doc has the band, right?
Yeah.
Mad Doc or something like that.
Something like that. I don't really know.
Mad Doc's teeth or something, teeth and band. I don't know.
Ask your wife. I don't know.
Somebody on the podcast will know. Send it to us and let us know what the name of that band is on the Muppets, because we don't have a clue right now.
We're not live. They're not going to send it to us right now.
Oh, well, dang. Okay, well, send it to us in a few days.
Yeah, that would work.
So when did you first discover music?
Once I came out of the womb, my dad just set me in front of the drum set, and I just had to learn from there. I've always known music. I mean, it's been a common theme, because music is music. It's basically the own theme of life. Every single song has a feeling and a certain emotion it's going for, and they can just range in motions. So, I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I've always known music because of my father and my mother and my ADHD sister.
True. Now, I don't want to jump into the next question yet, but I was just wondering, are there any specific songs that present themselves when you're thinking back on first got into music?
I mean, that would probably cut into a couple of the next questions. Mostly, I think most recently in memory, whenever I have to drive with my sister, because she is 3 years older than me and has a driver's license, I always have to play songs that will suit her mood. So whenever I get in the car, I will just pull up my Spotify and ask, what do you want to listen to? And she'll be like, Disney or 80s. And I actually have her Disney playlist saved, because she made a playlist of all the Disney songs that that she likes. So I just go on there. I play a couple songs. She loves singing the song from Tangled, Mother Knows Best, because she likes to do the Mother Gothel parts and make me Rapunzel.
It's pretty special when we all get together as a family, and then when we get the extended family together and we have our family in the back, you know, singing Phantom or Queen or something like that. But Mara is very controlling, and she will have that power over you to play whatever she's in the mood for, not what you're in the mood for particularly.
Yeah, when she's the DJ, it doesn't seem like she really cares what you want to listen to, although she will have her dedicated songs here and there. It's really just what she wants to listen to, and it's mostly just that. But she never really plays anything bad. I mean, she's kind of the musical person where her interest can fit most people. So like when she has to drive me and my cousins home from school, she'll be like, all right, everyone take your headphones out. We're gonna listen to music like a family. And then she turns back while she's driving, which I think is kind of unsafe. And she's just like, take them out right now. And I'm just sitting there like, I'll just sit here and in silence, hoping that she doesn't turn on me with that angry face. And then she plays some good songs. She plays like Mr. Loverman by I don't know who, and she'll play Melanie Martinez and things like that.
If you know anything about the kids nowadays, and probably the things that parents always complain about is, take those headphones out. You always got the headphones in. Can't ever talk to you. I'm talking to you and you got the headphones in.
Just earlier today, my grandpa said, I saw everyone around New York wearing those things, referring to my AirPods, and I just had to sit there and nod like, yeah, they're kind of a big commodity, I guess.
We talk about this all the time in our family because the nieces do have their iPods or whatever
they
have.
Tablets and all that.
You know, the things. And they're always at dinner with all those things open and everything. We just think it's so rude. We try to have family time at dinner and turn all the devices off if we can. So that's, you know, one thing. Headphones out, telephones down, those type of things.
Well, maybe they listen to music. Maybe you should have them on.
That's true. Maybe I should see what they listen to. That would be great.
I'm sure they would just probably go on their phones.
Be on the phone the whole time and just not, you know, we wouldn't have any, it would be like silence the whole time. And this whole podcast would just be silent, and they'd be looking at their phone the whole time. And
you'd be like, tell it about yourself. And then they'll be like, yeah, hold on.
That's what we would get. Like at that moment, the whole podcast would be that long of silence though.
Just all silence.
Well, we didn't really get into any of your songs. You're telling, you know, a lot of your sister's songs. So we'll just go into question number three. Ask you, what is the first song that you remember?
The first song that I remember is probably Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Now, I wonder why that is.
Oh, I wonder, huh?
I'm trying to figure out why you might know that Buddy Holly song by Weezer.
You see, when I was a younger lad back in the old farmhouse,
are you writing your script? Is this the script of your life, your movie that you're writing?
It's going to be played and it's going to be amazing.
Who's going to play you in the movie?
I don't know. Chris Hemsworth, maybe.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
I would wake up in the morning, not comfortably or happily. I would wake up to the song Buddy Holly by Weezer, because that is the song chosen by my father to be his alarm clock. And I would wake up to that song every day, just playing the same part of the song.
How can you not be happy with Buddy Holly playing in the background when you wake up?
Well, the thing is, it's only that part of the song. So for the longest time, I only knew that part of the song.
Well, fun fact, Mara talked about this on her episode, the last episode. Mara is Zane's sister, if you haven't picked that up. And she was talking about how she thought that, you know, Buddy Holly, Mary Tyler Moore, that she was talking about, they were talking about loving this guy named Tyler Moore. And she was trying to figure out why. It was Tyler Moore. She had a lot more to say about that too, and her and Sarah and stuff, but she was trying to figure out why they liked Tyler Moore.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's her. Just from that sentence, you can get most of her image from that. So, yeah, that's really probably the first song I remember, but there are others. A lot of Pink Floyd, because that was just the anthem of our family for a while. That's probably it. I mean, I don't have a great memory, which is why some of these questions are hard to answer.
Oh, that's all right. We play a lot of Floyd in this house. We probably have all of the Floyd albums everywhere. I mean, I know on vinyl we have probably like 20 some albums of Floyd. Billy Joel was number, you know, one that we have a lot of. The Doors, the Beatles,
Pink Floyd. You're saying we.
Well, I'm including you in that. I mean, because you just said our family listens to Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but you're the one who has all the records behind you right now. I can see every single record right now just from this one angle.
But you have like three in this whole collection, don't you? Three or four?
I think I have two, and they're both Imagine Dragons.
Well, okay, so you have a few in here.
No matter what my sister might tell you, I don't hate Pink Floyd. I mean, they're not my favorite, but I do enjoy them. Just saying.
I mean, if you're a member of this family, you have to like Pink Floyd. We'd listen to Pink Floyd. I mean, it's not like constantly on repeat, like everything that we're doing or listening to Pink Floyd, but we do listen to Pink Floyd quite a bit.
Quite a lot, yes. It hasn't been in a while, though.
Yeah, I don't think we have had it on in a while. I think your mom's been on a Billy Joel kick lately, and Billy your sister's Joel's been on 60s kick lately.
Yeah, I do like some Billy Joel. Billy Joel is pretty good at what he does. I like his My Life. That's a pretty good song by Billy Joel.
Yeah, I've always liked that song because that was the title song to Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, and we just watched a movie with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks played in that along with his friend, and they had to dress up like women to get into an apartment because they couldn't find an apartment. They were like homeless, and My Life was the theme song to that show.
Sounds like a good movie. Is it a movie?
A show.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like a good show.
Yeah, so it's a sitcom, yeah.
It sounds like a good movie, too. I mean, it could be whatever it wants to be.
This was before, you know, Tom Hanks was big time, and this was like his first like major probably starring role was in that. I believe I could be wrong on that.
Maybe I should have known it then.
Yeah. So Billy Joel. And then, you know, you've gotten into 21 Pilots. You've been playing a lot of 21 Pilots lately, which I'm sure, I don't know if that's just because you want to listen to them or is because your sister wants to listen to them or because I want to listen to them. But you have been playing 21 Pilots a lot lately, too.
Yeah. On Spotify, which is where I listen to most of my music, I have fixed my liked songs and I moved my favorite songs to a different playlist so I can listen to my favorite songs. And I can listen to my other liked songs. And on my liked songs, there's like, you can see where I've gone through and liked songs because there will just be like a little jolt of the one band and then it'll go back to random songs. And then there's just this like kind of medium list of 21 Pilots. And it's hard to choose from those. There's one separate down further that's Message Man and I, that right? And I've been listening to that one because that one's the easiest to find out of those. But there are some good ones like Doubt, Tearing My Heart, and Guns for Hands. And I like most of their older ones. I know I like some of the newer ones. There's Shy Away. I like Shy Away. But I need to listen to more of their new songs because I haven't been on that kick recently.
I think that's what everybody does on Spotify. And that's what Spotify is great for. I mean, you have a lot of ways you can listen to music. And we talk about it on the show all the time. And we give, you know, you young kids a hard time for having all the, you know, sound Spotify, Apple Pod, whatever the things are, and not listening to a lot of albums. But that's one good thing about when you have Spotify or something like that, you can set your playlists and what you listen to and your faves and all that kind of stuff and get it in there. And you can tell when you're like on a kick on an artist because all of a sudden you'll have like three or four songs by an artist. And it's like, wait a minute, because all these random songs and all of a sudden it's like, bam. You got a random artist and then all these random songs and then bam, another artist. You can really tell, like maybe you went to a movie or you went to see something or a documentary or whatever. And all of a sudden it's like a bunch of songs.
Yeah. When you went to see, what is that movie called with Ryan Reynolds about the video game? I forgot.
Oh, Free Guy.
Free Guy. When we went to see Free Guy, they played one song by, was it Madonna or something?
It was Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. He watched the movie, and then when we got in the car afterwards, he said, I need to add that Mariah Carey song to my playlist.
Yeah, and I added the one with the old DB, Old Dirty Bastard, his remix for Fantasy. That was the song he kept hearing in Free Guy.
That's a good movie. I like that movie, although that's not what I'm here to talk about.
It's a good movie. Ryan Reynolds, they say he plays a lot of the same characters in his movies, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I think it's funny.
Well, Ryan Reynolds just plays himself in every movie. I mean, what's so wrong about that? Ryan Reynolds is a funny guy.
I mean, hey, if you can get paid to play yourself in the movies all the time and you get all those, you know, money and I'm sitting there downloading Fantasy by Mariah Carey, you're onto something.
I mean, it sounds like a good thing to be on.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back on Under the Influence. So hang on. We are back. I'm Johnny Bravo. You're going under the musical influence of today's guest, Zane Karusik, on Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo.
That's me. Yeah, that's me. How do you know my name?
I don't know. I might have named you.
You just guessed?
I guessed.
Is that what you did on my birth certificate? You just guessed the name?
Well, I wasn't going to name you Zane. Your mom wanted to name you Zane. I want to name you Zan.
Well, that's just a bet with like no E?
Yeah, no E. It was Russian for John. I didn't want to name you John because there's a lot of John. There's too many Johns in our family.
I was named after a Russian John.
Something like that.
What?
I read this article back in the day. It was like Larry Moe and Curly about one of the wars or something, and they had like Zan was the guy that was in it, and I was like, that's a cool name. I like that name.
Why am I learning this over a podcast?
I don't know, because we just started talking about it.
We should talk more about this.
I know, we should have more conversations. This is the only time that we get a chance to talk is when we're on the two different microphones. in the same room.
Mara's going to be named Landon, I think.
Her name was going to be Graham Elijah.
Oh, ew. No, even worse.
Yeah, she was going to, if she was going to be a boy.
Who was Landon? Someone, I think that was one of the Thompson kids.
That's probably true. Yeah, she was going to be Graham Elijah, or she was going to be Caitlin Grace, I think.
Those are all bad names, and I wouldn't talk to any of them.
So she ended up being Mara.
Yeah, Marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. There was some other place that I was going to go to when we came back, and I don't remember where that was now. So that's fine.
I mean,
I'm at a loss for words, which is never happens, but it's okay.
It's always nice to be at a loss for words. It's a new feeling.
I know, right? You're in control. And see, a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, they're probably like, okay, which one's John and which one's Zane? Because Zane didn't used to have the deep voice, and now his voice is like 12 octaves lower than mine. So,
I mean, they're probably wondering why we started talking about naming instead of the music, which is what this podcast is supposed to be about.
Well, that's okay. Your sister was on here, and she was talking about a lot of stuff that had nothing to do with the podcast, which we were okay with.
I want to watch her episode after this.
Oh, and I found the squirrel talking about your sister. I remember what I wanted to talk about. You know, she gave me a hard time, because when I go into break, the intros and the outros and the mids and all that stuff are playing. I'm doing the air drums and you're doing the air drums. So we're both doing the air drums. Maybe that's where I got it from.
Yeah, you got it from me because I apparently gave it to you when I was born, I guess. It's just like...
Well, I blame it on you because you played the drums.
Oh, well, I mean, I was doing the air drums before I did the drums.
See, and that's why I'm blaming it on you. But yeah. Maybe I probably was doing air drums before you were doing air drums. So maybe I shouldn't blame.
I mean, when you were probably DJing, I'm sure you were probably up there doing the air guitar like you were actually playing.
I was. And sometimes I would turn the microphone on and do the rap, too, of the song.
I would love to see that. Is there a video of that somewhere?
That's a great thing about living when I lived. You didn't have a lot of videos for stuff. People didn't have their phones out, so you could do like a bunch of crazy stuff. Nobody would ever have it on video. Some of the stuff you can actually make up and people would think, oh, that's a really cool story, bro. And it never happened because nobody ever has a video of it.
That's a really cool story, bro.
See what I'm saying? It was a really cool story, bro. But I did used to do the raps on a lot of songs, especially like I Can't Think Everybody Dance Now or something like that. I would do the rap in the middle. Thought I was cool.
I would love to know more about that.
Yeah, there's no video, so you can't see that.
Well, there should be, just so you know. Didn't we used to do, like, air bands in the car?
Yeah, we have a video of you. We talked about that on the last podcast, that you were playing the air drums. I think you did the air drums on Hotel California.
Yeah, I was forced to do the air drums because I think Mara wanted to do the air guitar, and I wasn't allowed to do what she wanted.
Yeah, so you had to do what she wanted you to do.
Yeah.
I which mean, was the drums.
I was the younger sibling. Which is probably how I was forced into the drums by you. You didn't force me into drums. It was my choice.
I guess because she kept asking you to play the air drums, we thought you wanted to play the real drums, and that's where that came from.
I guess so. That must have been it.
I don't think you've had any girlfriends where you could talk about a couple song, but if you had to send out a song to a friend, am I blowing? I didn't offend you.
I just appreciate that you brought that up on the podcast. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zane has had several girlfriends.
I'm a player.
Yeah, he's a player. He crushes a lot. That's a song.
Nana might listen to this, and now she's going to be disappointed that I don't fight off women with a stick.
So. I know, so we can't have that. Well, what would the song be that you would have for a long-distance dedication?
A long-distance dedication.
Or a short-distance dedication.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's a hard thing to say because I've never been in a relationship. Mara and Shane have Going Out of My Head. I think that's their song. They're not really long-distance. I mean, it's kind of a pretty short distance compared to what it could be. One thing I remember is me, Mar, and Mom would do We Are Young by Fun. We would all sing that together. We'd all have our different parts, and that was nice. So, I mean, I kind of get what it's like to have a song like that. There's probably that one song between most people that you just, you play it and you're just like, oh, I miss this person. You probably have that with other people because it's like on Spotify, they had this thing where you could see like the song that like correlates you with this other person and it's your friend. So I've seen that one. They're pretty cool to see what Spotify thinks is your song together that really brings who you are together. And that's kind of what music does in a whole. It's a great way to bring people together. It's a great togetherness about it. Like you can go to a school dance and people are probably awkward because it's the school dance, but the music is always great because it's music. It's meant to sound good.
Yeah. And you have that song, you know, if you do go to a school dance or something like that, where it kind of becomes your song, or you see on the TV where, you know, you get together and the girl and the guy, or the guy and the girl, or girl, you know, two girls, two guys get together and they have the song, and it's you know, an impact. Some people don't have a song. For the longest time, your mom and I didn't have a song because when we got married, we didn't even have music at our wedding, which seems kind of ludicrous for both of us, but we just didn't.
You could have DJed your own wedding. Sorry, I've never had a girlfriend. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I could have DJed my own reception.
Reception, yeah, that's the word.
But your mom wouldn't probably want me to do that. She would want me to spend all the time with her at the reception, I'm sure, because yeah. It was our wedding.
A couple song kind of reminds me of that ad about the old couple. You know, that one where it's like, Alexa, play our song again. And then they start dancing, and then it zooms in on the lady's face, and she's like all melancholy about it.
Yeah, your sister, fun fact, says that your mom and I's song is Cocaine by...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great song to have together. Going Out of My Head for Mar and her boyfriend, and then you and mom have Cocaine. I mean, it's the same kind of vibes, I think.
Eric Clapton. But our real song by Eric Clapton is... I can't think of it now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
If mom listens to this, you are
going to be... I'm going to be in trouble, right?
Oh, no.
Because Mar always says that Cocaine is our song. So now I can't think of what our real song is.
Oh, yeah. Blame Mar. That'll make it better.
I know. That'll make it a lot better, won't it?
Maybe blame the cat, too.
Yeah, while we're at it, I think I'm going to blame the cat.
I mean, anyone but yourself.
We might have to pause the podcast.
Pause the pause.
Say that three times fast.
Pause the pause. Pause the
pause. I can't even say it three times fast.
Can't even say it once.
Can't even say it once, much less three times.
Pause the podcast. Pause the podcast. Pause the podcast.
You're doing well over there.
I know. I was nervous. I almost messed it up.
The name of the song is Wonderful Tonight.
Wonderful Tonight.
By Eric Clapton.
I've never heard that. I mean, maybe I have heard that since it's your song. I just don't remember it.
Yeah, well, next time I have to, make sure I tell you that it's that song and that I remember that song, and so now I get brownie points again.
Oh, I'm sure if it comes on the radio, be like, that's it. That's the song right there. Told you, I remember it. And then you look around, make sure no one saw you not remembering it.
But on the one album, Cocaine comes before Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, yeah, another excuse, huh?
Exactly. So let's talk about concerts. We have a question here. It says, your first concert. We might want to talk about your first concert, or we might want to talk about a different concert. Your mom told you about your first concert, but you might want to talk about a different concert. So what's the first concert or a concert that you want to talk about?
I mean, we can talk about all of them. We got to fill the time. Mara had like an hour and 25 after editing.
That's true. So you can talk as long as you want about concerts.
So there was the one Christian concert that I don't remember at all. And then we went to, we can talk about that one for a little bit. It's a Christian concert, so it plays Christian music in a Christian theater, probably with Christ there.
I actually think that it was Busch Gardens. Are we talking about Toby Mac?
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so you went and saw Toby Mac. So that was your first concert. It was at Busch Gardens. So
I do kind of remember that. Did I get on your shoulders or something?
Yeah, exactly. We were out. It was July. It was hot. We were out in the field over there. I don't know what the name of that place is over there by the beer garden over there in Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens.
Over there in Germany.
Avieter Zane.
I always say that to Zane because that's got his name in it.
Yeah, Dad. Thanks.
Well, we were at the Toby Mac concert.
Really just spell it out for him.
And yeah. Your sister was talking about True Dog, too, and how we used to play True Dog in the car.
She's been listening to True Dog recently. She, after playing it like for a couple days, she told me to play that song because I never remember the name of it. I was playing music, like I said earlier. She had me play that song, and she was like, do you remember it? I wasn't in the best mood that day, so I was like, yeah, I remember it. And she was like, you're not into it? Fine, we can just listen to something else. And I was just like, I like the song. I mean, it's just, I just was listening to it. It's just I don't really need to have a big old smile on my face when I'm listening to music.
She wants you to feel the same thing that she's feeling when she's listening to the True Dog. And she got me singing on the podcast, which I haven't ever sang.
She got you to sing on the podcast?
Yeah, I was singing here and we were saying, True Dog's back, play it from another layer.
Did you just do it again?
I did it again. But you can't help yourself, but because True Dog was like his son, he would be on the, stealing the mic away from Toby Mac. And it was really cool. And so I thought he was about the same age as my kids when I would get the album. So I would always play that part. And they just loved that, being in the car playing the True Dog. Unfortunately, his son, was, I think, trying to start a music career and something happened. He passed away.
Well, let's go to a happier subject than that.
There you go. That's fine.
Next concert I went to was probably, what was that one? Say it.
Imagine Dragons?
That wasn't the next one. That was a while after, wasn't it?
It probably was.
That was like the last one I went to.
I'm not sure what the next concert you went to. Did you go to Roger Waters?
Yeah.
That was the next one after Toby Mac?
I think so. Unless we went to, I know we went to 21 Pilots before we went to Imagine Dragons, I'm pretty sure.
And we went to a lot of concerts at Busch Gardens because we had season passes, so we would always go to the concerts there too.
Yeah, but I don't remember any of those because it's a Busch Gardens. It's not really as important as well, that's rude to say. It's not really as celebrated as a normal concert.
You're not really buying tickets per se because you're already getting in the park and it's already like kind of part of what you're paying for to get into the park.
It's kind of like a side deal. It's like going to a cafe and hearing the music. Like, you weren't there for the music, but it's a nice addition to the food.
Some of those shows we really wanted to go to when we were out there, so it wasn't like we just showed up and it was like, oh, here they are, and we went to the show. We actually physically went there to go to the show.
Well, you're just saying things I don't remember. That was too long ago.
Well, anytime that Toby Mac was there, I would go and see, and I know we saw Switchfoot there, and I know we saw the Bangles there, but I don't know if you were at any of those shows.
Oh, you don't remember me?
I mean, you were probably always on my shoulders. You know, I lost you one time because I thought you were like right beside me and ended up being your sister. And
that was Target.
Well, I know it wasn't at Busch Gardens, but we did lose you at SeaWorld. Your mom lost you at SeaWorld.
Because I chose to look up for a couple seconds and you guys just chose to walk away.
She said you continued walking straight. That's what her story was.
Well, that's what I was looking up because I was apparently mesmerized by the hanging things, fabric or whatever. And then I saw you guys weren't with me. I got nervous. I forgot all the rules that you're supposed to stay where you are. And I just chose to keep walking. There was a separation, like a little fork in the path. And I chose to keep walking forward. And then mom probably found me. And that's what happens.
Tried to not find you, but you found us. So
yeah, I'm sure you were the one who just kept pushing him along while I just looked up.
I said, Zane, go that way.
Yeah, you whispered in my ear as you were walking past, go forward, that's the way we're going. Even though I'm pretty sure if you guys kept walking forward, I would have seen you. So I'm just not a smart kid.
No, you're smart.
Well, now I don't get lost as much.
And that might have been part of our fault, but you talked about some good shows there. You talked about Toby Mac. You talked about the Imagine Dragons. And you also talked about 21 Pilots. 21 Pilots, we got together as a family because all of us were like into 20 Pilots at the same time. And we all went to that show, which was really cool. But the one show that you really wanted to go to by yourself, just you and I, was Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I mean, this will be probably an answer to one of the questions later, but I do like Imagine Dragons. I like going to concerts. I just don't go to concerts often because none of the people I like to listen to really come around here. You mentioned 21 Pilots, and it reminded me of this, one of the memories that comes up whenever someone says something. The first 21 Pilots song I ever heard was Stressed Out, as for most people probably. We were going on a field trip somewhere, me and my class. This is when I was going to that one place. We were going on a field trip in a school bus, of course, and I was talking to the person next to me, and I brought up the 21 Pilots song. We started singing it, and then the whole bus started singing it. That might have been a dream. I don't remember.
That might have been a dream. I love that.
That happens with a lot of my memories. They get very mixed up with dreams I've had, and I could have a whole podcast about dreams I've had. I started writing them down in my phone notes.
It's kind of like in The Matrix. I don't know if you've seen that movie where you see the black cat. Zane, we talked about on the podcast with Mara that you love, you know, you're the cat. Whisper.
Do you have to whisper every time you say that?
Whisper. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, whisper.
When you see that black cat, it's like deja vu. So maybe you just had deja vu. That's a cool story, bro.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks. I don't remember where we were going or what was happening, but I thought it was a nice memory or dream having that little moment of that song. And like I said, music is really a way of bringing people together. If everyone knows that song, even if you don't know the song, you could just sing it. It's like Wheels on the Bus. Everyone on the bus would sing Wheels on the Bus because, you know, you all know the song, and it probably annoys the driver, but it's a good way to have everyone together in that moment. It keeps people from fighting on the bus too. I've never really been on the bus. I don't know what that's really like. Every once in a while you go on field trips and you go in the bus and you can just have those moments. It doesn't really happen often, only in really, really like Disney TV shows. I mean, it's a nice little memory to have or dream to have.
You went and saw Roger Waters, who is from Pink Floyd. If people don't know who Pink Floyd is, he's one of their main, you know, writers, and he took all the credit for Pink Floyd originally. But there's a lot of other guys still from Pink Floyd that exist. But you went to that concert and you know, I've listened to him, you know, because you're part of this household all your life. Was it intriguing to see like some of that stuff performed? Did you even know who Roger Waters was, you know, at that point? Were you into it at all, or were you just zoned out at the whole experience, or what was it like for you? Because sometimes people go to shows like that and they're not into an artist. I'll give you an example. I went to go see the Grateful Dead, and I wasn't really a Deadhead, didn't really need to travel around the world and see them.
Yeah.
But a girlfriend that I was dating at the time, she was into the Dead. She was more into Sting, and that's why we went to see the show. However, I appreciate the Dead because I saw them live.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking the question. Coming from the outside in to that show, what was your experience? What was that like to go see Roger Waters on your, you know, point of view?
I didn't really know who it was. You have to explain it to me every time because I'm not good with Emery at all. So even early when you said Roger Waters, you had to remind me of the name and just now what band it was a part of. I've heard a lot of the songs before and I liked the songs. I liked that was the giant floating pig, right? Yeah, there was a giant floating pig there. You know, when pigs fly and all that. It was pretty cool. You should have been there. There was a lot of people smoking there and it was really loud. It was louder than most concerts I've been to, actually. I don't know if we were closer. I feel like we were farther, but it was really loud. If you talk to anyone in my family who was there, most of my mom, it looked like I didn't enjoy being there because I had to cover my nose because of how much it smelled like, what was it, pot, marijuana? And I had to cover my ears because of how loud it was. So I was sitting there and it looked like I was in pain. I mean, I did enjoy the experience, so I would probably do it again. Probably want to cover my ears this time. Who needs to be able to hear at the age of 60?
And most people are probably out there right now going, man, he saw Roger Waters and he was covering his ears. I would give my left, right arm, you know, to go see Roger Waters. David Gilmour is the other guitarist from Pink Floyd. And then Richard Wright, he's the guy who passed away. And then there's Nick Mason. Nick Mason is actually touring with some of the earlier Floyd, just so you know that stuff. But it's good to have an idea about where you were with that in Roger Waters. You know, you gain an appreciation for music when you actually go see them live. Another example, when I went to go see REM, there's this group called Driving and Crying that opened up for them. And when I was at the record store, it was at a Sam Goody, somebody was playing music in the background. And I'm like, I know this, but I didn't know it. I was like, what is this? This is like a weird experience, like kind of what you're talking about. Like, I'm having a dream here. This isn't real, you know. And I went over and asked the guy, I said, what is this that you're playing? And he's like, oh, it's Driving and Crying. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I just saw him at the show. So I knew that music, but I didn't know the music. So it's kind of cool that you know, got that experience and got to see it. And the lights and everything just make it amazing. You don't see that kind of stuff at a normal show.
Yeah, it was great showmanship, too. All the things that they had, like, it wasn't just the flying pig the whole time, although he was pretty cool. I think he had a name or something. When I covered my ears, I could still hear them perfectly fine. It was just so loud that I had to cover my ears because it was really loud. Why that, I didn't need to explain that. I was over explaining.
It's fine. I mean, when you were very young, you used to like the movie Cars and we would always take you out to the racetrack and we make sure we had headphones on you and like ear protection, you know, inside the ears and everything like that, just because we were looking out for you. But we never thought about that at the Roger Waters show. We didn't give you any kind of headphones or anything.
I mean, that wasn't even too long ago. I was probably more older than 10. So I should have been fine with the decibel range, but it was really loud. But I did really enjoy the show, although I could have had less smokers there, although I guess that's kind of the demographic that Roger Waters goes for in most of his songs.
There are some that you kind of get that at their shows, and that's okay, and it is what it is.
Let's go over to the money board, see how much we've raised. Still zero. That's all right. We'll work on it. You know, other concerts I've been to, we went to Imagine Dragons. I love all their songs, although I think we left before they did Trees, which I don't remember. I didn't know that song at the time, but I do like that song. That was a good show. I don't remember who opened for any of these people. I remember one of them had a big teeth display. I think that was the 21 Pilots concert. They had like a big teeth display. I don't remember what they had, but I think I kind of like their songs. Imagine Dragons, I remember very little of, but I remember leaving the concert because it was just me and dad, and I remember trying to go there. I enjoyed that show because it was Imagine Dragons and I do like their songs.
We talk about it all the time on this podcast. I mean, I know I'm a big stickler for talking about it because Richmond doesn't have any venues and we always have to travel to see these shows. And except for the Busch Gardens shows, when we went to see Roger Waters, that was up in Philadelphia. When we saw Imagine Dragons, we went up to DC. So we're always traveling for a lot of these shows. When we saw 21 Pilots, that was down in Charlottesville.
I would love to see more concerts. They're all just so far away because of where we live. They always choose main areas like California and New York and Florida. Those are all the main areas, and they're all different parts of America. You have to go all the way around for that. There's not many people that are just like, hey, you know, since we're going from New York down to Florida, we could probably stop by Virginia there because everyone lives in Virginia.
If you're listening out there, build something so we can see shows in near Richmond or Henrico or something like that in Virginia. We don't have to travel all the way up to Virginia Beach, go to Virginia Beach, or we go to DC or North Carolina or Charlottesville to see a show. We want to see a show like around here and have some artists come to see the shows with us here.
Yeah, we got to have a big concert hall. We could make it in the shape of a heart and make some pun on Virginia's for Lovers, some kind of thing like that.
And we'll have to go back on Setlist FM and look to see who opened up or those bands that we saw, because we could probably find that information too.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could do that.
The interwebs, you know, is very good for finding any of that information.
Oh, you got that old?
Yeah, the interwebs, the online.
The online.
Yeah. The Google.
Keep putting the in front of everything.
I just got to put the in front. It just makes it sound more eclectic.
You did the same thing with Scarlet Witch. You don't need to put the in front of it. We know who it is.
Well, but some bands, actually, if you look at the bands, you would think it's just Beatles, but it's actually the Beatles.
Yeah.
Or Beastie Boys. Is it the or is it not the?
You're putting me on the spot
here. I know, but you got to look it up. So people out there, go look it up. Is it the Beastie Boys or is it Beastie Boys? So some of it has the in front of it. So sometimes I add the, but sometimes the needs to be added.
I think I could fact check you here. I'm going to make a logical guess. And the fact that you brought it up after saying it and we didn't mention Beastie Boys at all, I'm going to say it does have the because you brought it up.
I'm not going to let you know what it was.
Oh, because I'm right.
I'm not going to let you know.
All right.
We're going to talk about musical purchases, and I don't know if you've actually physically made any musical purchases or not, but you can include vinyl, tape, CD, or stream.
Yeah, all the old type things.
I put stream on here.
Stream. It's very like cryptic.
What word should I be using? Because I think the older people know stream. I don't know if they know any of the newer words. What's the new word I should be?
I mean, there's not really just a new word to be using. You could put like, or newer media. I mean, I guess that sounds better than stream, because it does make you sound like you're talking about pee or just water.
I was talking about going fishing, but now you've ruined it.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I have gone fishing once or twice before. I don't remember very much of it. Actually, I don't barely remember it at all.
We took that long, long walk down the beach and we were going to that pier. And then when we got to the pier, we were too tired and we walked. So we turned around and we walked back.
That's a great fishing trip. I would love to hear that story again sometime.
All right, we'll tell it again one time.
All right. My first music purchase, I don't really have a music purchase because I listen to Spotify for free. I mean, I guess you can include the family plan that we have for Spotify, which I've really enjoyed because I listen to Spotify almost every day. I'll talk about this. On my iPad mini, there was this one song on there. I have no clue how it got on there, but it was Umbrella. And I don't know how it got on there, but I would watch it every once in a while because it was on there and it was for free. I would watch it whenever I didn't have internet. And it was a nice pastime. I guess that would be my first music purchase, in quotes.
Rihanna, that was a really good song, Umbrella.
Yeah, you always had to put the, I was going to say Rihanna, but then I didn't know who was by. I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure. I'm glad you added that, just so people know. They always want to know what I'm talking about, just in case you don't know.
The remix is really good, too. You know, all DJs really love a good remix, and that song has a good remix.
You saying that right now, I don't know why. It's probably because we were talking about Umbrella. It reminded me of, I think it was a music battle. It was a show. They did an episode with Tom Holland and Zendaya, I think it was. Tom Holland did Singing in the Rain, and then he switched it to Umbrella, and he was wearing all that, like a cool little outfit. If you haven't seen that, I'll have to show you later, because it's a great video. It's really funny to watch.
The best Spider-Man that always gets you into the feels. He always has you all in during the spider shows.
Yeah, movies. That was unscripted at that part. He apparently says that when he goes unscripted, he likes to repeat things, or if he tries to cry, he likes to repeat things. So that's how that scene happened. People remember the line, "I don't want to go, Mr. Stark." And everyone remembers Mr. Stark because he says that all the time.
It just gets you in the feels, man. He's just like, "Mr. I don't feel good, Mr. Stark."
Yeah.
And he just starts like fading. Well, we don't want to ruin it for people that haven't seen the endgame.
Well, I mean, you just did.
Well, that's right. I'll say spoilers now, and then we'll put that ahead a little bit, and then that way people will be covered on that.
It's a good thing. I'll have to show you it later because I love that video. I haven't watched it in a while. I saw a little meme that reminded me of it.
Those battles were pretty cool. I used to like watching those because they would always have some pretty good challenges and some battles on that show.
I don't remember why I watched it. I think it was trending on YouTube, which I watch YouTube constantly. You know, it's not a clean segue, but I'll talk about how YouTube has actually shown me a lot of songs that I like. YouTube, sometimes there's a music tab, which if you watch YouTube, I'm sure you'll probably know, but you probably never go on it. They're actually pretty good at recommending me songs. I've found a couple songs like Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz on there. I like that song a lot, and that's probably me and my friends together song. like I said earlier.
I mean, and that was funny that you brought that up, because in my mind, I was getting ready to ask a question, which I don't normally ask, which is one of the questions that we ask anyway on the show. And that was, how do you get into music? Because I think, you know, a lot of folks are like, there's so many avenues to get into music, and there's some avenues that people don't realize. YouTube is one of them. And if you can get recommendations from YouTube, and if you're a big YouTube watcher, I mean, that's a really good way to find out about new music.
There's a couple good ways to find music. I think Spotify will, after your playlist is done, they'll automatically recommend songs afterwards. And if you make a playlist, you can scroll all the way down and there'll be a couple of songs that are recommended because of the songs that are on there. And you should try those if you haven't before, because those are good. I can't talk about Apple Music because I've never had Apple Music. YouTube is a good way to find songs if that's all you have access to. YouTube Music is an app that my cousin uses, and I think they enjoy that.
Yeah, and there's some other good ways that people find out from new music, like TikTok, and then the old Vines that people would bring up.
Yeah.
With different songs in it that you guys are always playing that are really funny.
Yeah, there are lots of great ways to find new music. I mean, the best way is probably asking your friends, because they'll probably know exactly what's best if you're really close to them. I always think asking my sister is a good option, although I've never actually tried it. I'm sure if I'm looking for a song, she'll probably find it before I do, and I'll just go in her car and she'll tell me all about it. She introduced me a couple of songs. I brought up earlier Mr. Loverman. She played that for me. And Shy Away, she also showed me that one. She said that when she listens to it, it reminds her of me, and I thought that was sweet. I listen to that song now because I like it. I really like Mr. Loverman. That's on my playlist of favorite songs. I call it Cream de la Crop.
Yeah, she got me into Amy Winehouse and some others that she would always say to listen to, which I thought were some really good recommendations. So the old adage of asking your buddy, asking your friend, hey, what's some good songs that you heard lately? You know what I want to listen to, or what can I listen to new?
Yeah, or you can be like yourself, DJ Johnny Bravo, and just go to the record store searching for hours.
Zane does not like to go with me to the record store anymore because I spend too much time. One time he went with me, and at the time his mom got him like Starbucks. So there was like a Starbucks down the street from Deep Groove where we were at, and they had a record sidewalk sale. And so I was outside going through all the records. And then he's like, all right. He was sitting there the whole time, you know, just patiently waiting. Are we ready to go? And I'm like, well, I haven't checked in the inside yet.
Yeah, because we were standing outside for like at least 45 minutes. And I saw you go through this one bucket like at least four different times. I don't know what you were looking for, but I just thought it was so redundant because you had gone through there three other times. What can you, you didn't even buy anything from that bucket, I'm pretty sure, because you just went on the inside.
I don't know. So sometimes I go through the bucket and I really want to get one, and then I change my mind. I don't know. It's something when you get older, you like talk yourself out of buying stuff. Like, I don't really need that. And then you should have just bought it, because you think about that stupid thing. I usually think about the stupid record. I'm like, man, I should have bought it. I'm sure people out there that listen to vinyl, they're probably, I get you, John. I know what you feel like. That you just like, man, I should have bought that record when I saw it. Like, why didn't I just buy it? It's like, you know, $5 or $10, and you're just always talking yourself out of it.
I mean, I do that with everything, though. I play video games often. I was going to play video games after I took a shower, but my dad said, no, let's do a podcast. I have a surplus of money right now. And by a surplus, I mean I have money right now, which means it's burning a hole, of course. It's always been a thing with me. I can never hold on to money for long. I go on my Xbox or my Switch, and I just go through the store and see if there's anything I like. And that's how I just find some games.
Yeah, see, he doesn't have to go sometimes to the actual store. And I still like to go in an actual store and picking up the merchandise and looking at it and holding it. And I will put it back and not buy it and then think about why I didn't get it. You'll see it online and it'll still be online.
There was a sale going on recently, and I was like, oh, I gotta get games now because there's a sale going on, and it's probably be a problem if I had a job. I go into video games for a reason, because I think video games, hot take right now, I think video games would not be the same without the music that goes with it.
Yeah, and that's another good way to get into music is watching the commercials, seeing what songs they play. Because Imagine Dragons, you know, they use a lot of commercials to get their music out there. And you hear a lot of Imagine Dragons on commercials and video games. I mean, Paul McCartney even had one of his songs on a video game.
I think a trailer for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, I think there was a trailer for it that had the song Believer by Imagine Dragons. I think I found that song through there. I was playing the Avengers game, and they had Cheap Thrills by Sia on there, and I put that on my playlist because I liked it too. And that's a pretty good way of finding music as well if you're very into gaming, because you'll find a lot of good songs through there.
The 21 Pilots, they were just in some game that's pretty popular right now. They had, like, we're going around, I saw the behind the scenes video where they had the dots all on them and they were walking and stuff. I'm not sure, what is it, Stitch, what's the name of the game where it's kind of interactive, they run through it. I know it's not the one, the Minecraft, I know it's not that.
Okay, well, that could be so many different things. I don't know. I mean, that could be, you just,
they were just recently on one of these ones that you're kind of like playing, you know, where, not Animal Crossing, but you know, something like that.
Okay, thanks, Dad. If there's dots on them, I'm assuming it wouldn't be the same type of animation, not animation, same type of game type as a Legend of Zelda or a Animal Crossing. It would be something like a Detroit Become Human, because those use actual, the dots on the face and everything, they use actual like facial recognition and actual real people to use their, be in their game. And those are actual actors, and I think they have the same type of thing in I think it's not Until Dawn, what's that, I don't remember what the series is called. It's has like a curator and things. You wouldn't know because you don't play video games anymore.
I know, I don't play any video games. My wife just knows the pow pow and all that kind of stuff when I used to play video games until the wee hours of the morning, so I don't do that anymore. But anyway, it was really funny, and then they showed some of the gaming, you know, videos, and I don't know if it was Josh Dunn or Tyler, but I think it was Tyler. He was like jumping on the roof and he couldn't get off the roof, and he was trying to get off the roof of the building. I think Josh Dunn just kept walking in circles, but they were supposed to go to some area to because they were doing a concert on the video game thing.
Oh my goodness.
It was hilarious. You have to check the video out on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but like I said, music is a really big part of video games. And I mean, it's not even just like normalized songs like 21 Pilots. There can be like scores, like how in movies too. It's the same type of thing with movies. It really sets, like I said earlier, it sets the emotion for the scene. You could take some love scenes, you could take the love song out and it just doesn't look the same. You put it back in, and it seems so romantic, and you just realize that the music is what's setting the entire pace. In horror movies, like, it'll be very scary, and then it'll stop, and that's how you know a jump scare is coming. In happy moments, they'll probably play Happy by whoever that's by. You know, it just really sets the how you should feel. It's really smart how they do it. In Breath of the Wild, that game has great music. There are some jokes about it, but it has really great music for just like walking around. And there's a song that comes on when a guardian is a very powerful enemy in the game that will shoot you with lasers, and it has its own theme song. And so whenever you hear that theme song, sometimes people will just get like kind of PTSD from it. I think someone said it as their alarm clock to wake up because they're like scared of it.
Oh my goodness. I mean, so this is some great ways to get into some new music, and video games is a great avenue to find some of the stuff that you might be interested in. And you're right, the soundtracks are really huge. People dig and love soundtracks. I mean, ever since Star Wars came out, you associate Star Wars, you can't have that without having John Williams. Can't have that movie without that soundtrack, and so you can't separate the two of those.
Yeah, I mean, there are some genius songs that really set scenes beautifully, like in the movie Up by Pixar. They have the beautiful song Married Life that plays, it goes happy and then sad and then happy again and then sad again, and you wonder how you can get that roller coaster from just that song. And it's because it was written so beautifully that they were able to put that much emotion into it.
And it's kind of like if you thought about it without the music, like if you just watch it without the music, with the sound down, it wouldn't have that same emotion that you're putting behind it.
Yeah, when it hit the same, you'd probably still feel sad, because if you haven't seen that movie, spoiler alert, the wife dies in the beginning. Without that sound of the roller coaster up and down, you wouldn't get that same hit at the end that happens when she passes away. And I think that's why music is so beautiful, because you can go from something so happy and sad to a song that's like rap, where it goes really fast and it just probably a lot of curse words in it too. And it's crazy how much of a big jump there is between those type of music. And I'm not sure how many people realize how many different types of music there are, because there's not just songs that you sing to. There's just really great music out there. And I'm sure a lot of people could get into music if they're not.
A perfect example of seeing a scene without the music and it not being the same is that if you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Yes.
And he's running through, you know, at the very beginning, and grabbing all the little dudes and singing into them and everything. And then on Endgame, you know, you see Rhodey like, what's this idiot doing? And he's listening to it in the headphones. And you didn't even think about that when you saw the movie because you're just used to hearing the soundtrack. And so you don't hear it. And you see him dancing around. And it's like, you think like Rhodey is like, what's this idiot doing?
Yeah, I was going to bring up Guardians of the Galaxy because that's a movie that has a really great soundtrack. Who did that movie?
I can't think of the director's name. I'm always looking at stuff that he does, but I can't think of the director's name right this minute.
Is it James Gunn?
James Gunn, yeah.
He does a lot of Marvel movies, and he always has like a pretty good to a great soundtrack for the movie. It really fits the vibe in it. It's a lot more than just action music that happens during those. And Guardians of the Galaxy has some great songs because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to have like nice, what is it, 80s music?
He does all genres. I mean, that soundtrack has all genres on it.
Yeah, in the second Guardians of the Galaxy, they have Brandy. In the first one, they have Come and Get Your Love. They have, what's that one? The Chains in the second one. There's some great songs in there, which I really love. And I found them from that movie. Like, movies is another way to find some great music.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally be able to find that kind of stuff unless you did, you know, listen to those and see the emotion behind it. And sometimes people, you know, in real life, think about their scene in their life, and here you are, have a scene. And that's what, when music videos first happened, a lot of artists were against the music videos because they said that you're putting an image up for my song, and you keep putting that image up, and that's not the image that I really want to portray for that particular song. And that gets stuck in your head, and so you watch that video and watch that video and watch that video, and all you think about is that, when it has nothing to do with that sometimes. And that was what the artist sometimes would be against, like, I don't want to just do this whatever because this is what everybody's going to see. And then you had people like, you know, Michael Jackson, whoever, that took control of that and said, hey, we're going to do Thriller. It's going to be like a mini movie, and this is what it's going to be about.
Yeah,
and it's going to be zombies and all this kind of stuff. But if you think about Thriller, you think about that zombie walk from Thriller, and that's all you think about. And sometimes people think about those songs that you're talking about from Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're thinking, oh, it's just this song from that movie. Well, that song means something different, totally different to somebody else that's listening to it too.
Music is an amazing thing. It's really something. I thought about a different question that you could put on here, like, what is your theme song?
Oh, that's good. We should, maybe we might add that to a future show.
I was listening to this podcast, the one you do with Nicole, and you brought up my stuffed animal, Lovey Lamb, that we gave the theme song of Iron Man, was it?
Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Yeah, and I think everyone should have like a type of theme song, but I'm not sure, I've always thought about this, I'm not sure if it should ever just be one, because you would have to find a song that could convey so many different emotions in one. People aren't just like one dimensional. You have to have like a couple different songs to fit different moods.
Well, Bono just turned 50 last year, and he did a playlist on Spotify of, I think, 50 songs, like 50 songs that were his songs throughout his life. And I thought that was really cool. So, you know, maybe when you get to a certain age, maybe you do a 20 playlist or a 25 playlist or whatever, or 21 playlists, or, and you put all of your favorites, the top 20 or the top 25, or, you know, he did 50 because that's what, you know, he turned. So I think that was a really cool thing that somebody could do, that maybe they could add a theme for every year of their life.
Cream de la Crop playlist that I have, I think that could also be theme songs that I feel, because I think songs that I like really have to hit with me, or else I don't listen to them as much. Like, I think you could just take that playlist and it could just be like my theme songs, because in like Guardians of the Galaxy, it doesn't just have one specific theme song, although they are called, some songs are like Spider-Man theme, and you can get what you will from that. It's not just going to be that one song in the entire like show or movie. It's going to be a couple different songs, mostly in Disney movies. They have a lot of different songs because it's Disney. Up was a Pixar movie, and Pixar is pretty good with their music too. And they do some great things with that. And theme songs shouldn't just be one song. They should be multiple songs that can convey different emotions.
But that is good. We'll have to add that to the future podcast and see what people's theme songs are.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back on Under the Influence. Hang on.
Johnny Bravo.
We are back. I'm Johnny Bravo. You're going under the musical influence of today's guest, Zane Karusik, on Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo. What is your favorite song?
Oh, this takes a lot of thinking, because like I said about the theme songs and everything, after some thinking, I think right now the song I like the most is Cupid by Jack Stauber, and I can't explain why. There's really no rhyme or reason. It's really hard to explain if you listen to the song. I think the song's really funny, and I like it a lot, and I don't know why.
Now, I don't think I've heard this song. Is this a newer song, or is this an older song?
He's not the most popular. He does a song called Buttercup by Jack Stauber, which is a big thing on TikTok, which is how I figured him out. I didn't go on TikTok. I found him from a compilation of different thing that they had his song over, and I started listening to his music. I went on his YouTube channel, which is where I found the short of little animation of a it's not hard to explain. You would have to look it up for yourself. I can show you after, of course, but it's a claymation kind of animation that has a song over it, and he does so many different types of animation. Like he's done some 3D, 2D, he's done claymation. I really like his songs. He's one of the people that are on my like songs, where it's just a list going up and down, and he kind of does shorts that he will transfer into longer songs every once in a while. I think he has actual albums on his main thing, and then he has what he calls a micro pop, which are shorter songs that are just mostly from the animation. And he's worked with people like Adult Swim. Like he's done some things on there. I like that song Cupid, and I like that. I'll show you after.
And what's his name again?
Okay, so Buttercup by Jack Stauber and Cupid by Jack Stauber. But Cupid is my favorite song for the moment, right, as of now.
Well, and see, that's good because, you know, new stuff is something that people are always looking for, and we don't know who that is. And so now we know. I don't know who that is. And so now we know who that is, and we can go check it out. And now that we know he has claymation and all this other kind of stuff, it might be something that somebody gets into on YouTube and goes down the rabbit hole, so to speak, with him.
A lot of them are kind of disturbing, so probably discretion is advised.
So with most people that come on the podcast, I already know the answer to question number 8. It seems like it's always something that you're gonna know because people always talk about it, but we're gonna ask it. So Zane, what is your favorite band?
Okay, so I've brought this, it's been brought up over and over this podcast so far, but I do like Imagine Dragons a lot, and I'd probably say that they're my favorite band because they're probably the easiest answer. I like their newest album, which is called Mercury Act 1. I like every song on that album, which is very rare for me, but it has some great songs. They're kind of more sad songs than usual, and some of them are kind of angry or type songs. Some that I like are One is the name of one of them. I think one of them is called My Life as well, like the whatever his name is that we were talking about earlier. I like his there's one called Cutthroat on there, which I like that one too. My favorite ones on there are Follow You is a great song on that album, which I think was just one of the singles, and then it was put on that album. And there was another song on there I liked too. There has been this band I've been getting into recently called Rare Americans, and they did a couple of songs that I like. I've listened to Rhythm Kitchen and Baggage and Dave and something else. I don't remember his name. These are all titles of their songs, and the one I found them from, I should have prepared this before the podcast, but I don't remember what it's called. It's all right. I'll just wing it.
It's all right. And Imagine Dragons, it gives me a hard time that all these albums behind me, and I think there's like probably 1146 or 49 or something like that. But there's I have a card for each member of the household. Of course, all of them belong to me, but Zane's card has all the Imagine Dragons albums except for the new one. We haven't bought that one on vinyl yet, but it does have some great songs. And I don't know if this is from me, if you guys picked this up from me or not, but I've always been kind of a bargain shopper, and I always try to, when I bought music, because my mom didn't buy a lot of music for me, and we had like 3 albums in the house, so I mean, now I can buy whatever I want, but I would always try to buy records, CDs, tapes, albums, whatever it was, that had multiple hits on it. And I believe that, you know, we talked about Pink Floyd, we talked about 21 Pilots, and we're talking about Imagine Dragons, and I believe that those three bands have a lot of hits on their albums. They put a lot of songs out on their albums. So you feel like whenever you get that album, you're really getting a bargain for your buck because you know a lot of, songs already on that album.
Songs I have down there, the Imagine Dragons I have down there, I don't like every song on it, but I do like a lot of the songs I have on there, and you can learn more of the songs on that album by having the vinyl record or the actual album on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you listen to your music. You might just like come across it by whatever recommendation we've had before, but if you like that one song, you should probably check out the album too, because they'll probably have either related songs or songs that sound nothing like what you just heard, but there's a big chance you'll find something you like on there.
And what was the name of the other artist that you talked about that was your second pick that you're getting into now?
I've been listening to Rare Americans. I found them first on YouTube, and then I found them again when my Spotify playlist ended, and it played a song called Milkman by them, which isn't my favorite, but they also played the one that I can't remember right now, and I really like that one. I like the beginning because it rhymes in a very short pattern by saying shun at the end of almost every word. So it starts like, excuse the renovations, our Doberman Dalmatians, we're just making preparations for the Boss Flag operations. Anyway, your participation in the Limingham Corporation includes 2 full weeks paid vacation, whitewash accommodations. At the company's plantation, there's a safe sensation. Bottom list, libations with your full cooperation. And thank you for your patience is the end. I learned that, most of it, because I like how the rhyming pattern was. At my school, we had to do creative writing. We stopped doing poems, but I wanted to put a poem kind of like that because I like how they did that. And so I learned that part, and then we stopped doing poems, so I couldn't ever use it.
Well, maybe you can just do it for your own self.
Yeah, put it up on my wall because I need to put things on my wall.
Exactly. Put that up on your wall.
Rare Americans, I kind of liked their songs at first, and I liked it more as I was listening to it. And so I like their songs now, but I didn't like them at first. So when I first listened to them, it was kind of like, yeah, I'll listen to this every once in a while. And then I got really into the first song I listened to, and I didn't really like Milkman at the time. I'm starting to like Milkman now for some reason. And then I listened to Rhythm Kitchen because it got stuck in my head. So I listened to that, and now I really like that song. Oh, Ryan and Dave, that song. It's about like Ryan and Dave are teenage cousins. Differences, Dave has an off switch and Ryan doesn't. It's all about Ryan calls Dave asking for money. You know, he responds by saying, I'll give you money, but you need to go to detox. And then he goes to detox and it's all good now. Rhythm Kitchen, there's probably a message behind it, but I don't really care. I haven't really gotten that much into that song, but I really like the kind of rhyming pattern in that too. There's some good parts in that. Baggage, I think if you watch the animation on YouTube, it's about, I think her husband died. Something happened with this guy, and they just like kind of put their baggage behind them and just get together as a couple, like those two people. And the chorus goes like, B-A-G-G-A-G-E, get off my back, you're killing me. I think that's really funny. Not in like a good way funny, but I think it's like, it's a kind of pain funny.
Well, you've given us a first on this show, and we don't have very many of them. Well, I guess we do have many of those since we're only into the first couple episodes. You've given us a couple of new artists, which I don't think anybody ever has on the show to kind of get into, to kind of look on, go down the rabbit hole and figure out, hey, maybe we like some of those songs too.
Yeah, I mean, they're newer songs, so you might not like them. If you're like someone I know at school, he doesn't like anything like past the 2000s, which is fine. I mean, it's music preference. He also likes country, which I don't really like country that much. I like a lot of songs that I find because I like trying new things. You know, it's kind of hard to try new things, which is why I keep bringing up different ways to find new music, because I think it's really helpful to know how to find new music.
Well, and a lot of times, people are like just not open to it. We would hear so much music on MTV or on the radio, even artists that we hated, they became part of who we liked. Like my sister and I used to like not like Eurythmics, and I have like 3 or 4 Eurythmics albums in the collection over here. Just certain artists like that you heard over and over and over again, and you're like, man, I hate that artist. And now, like Tom Petty, I wasn't into Tom Petty at all. I mean, it's not like I didn't like his music. He had catchy stuff and everything like that. But, and now, I mean, I have like all his albums and went and saw him in concert and sad that the you know, he passed away. But it's like you get into those things and you get into music, but you have to be open to it. So your friend, unfortunately, he doesn't want to listen to anything past the 10s, you know, 2010s or whatever. He doesn't want to listen to anything but country. But if you're open to it, you're going to find a bunch of new music. I mean, I would have never found the 21 Pilots and liked them as much as I do. And I would have really missed out because I think they hit all kinds of genres. And Imagine Dragons, I mean, they're just such a great rock band. I mean, they just rock and they have some really catchy songs. And I mean, after the third or fourth album, you think, oh man, they've written everything that they can write and they've sung everything they can sing. There's no way they're going to be able to bring out another album and do it again. And here they're like still blowing up the radio. I mean, they have a single on the radio now that's blowing up the charts. And it's just like, man, I thought, you know, not that I want them to stop or want them to quit, but you think after a while, some bands are just going to fade out and they just keep hitting it, you know?
Yeah, it makes me really want to be able to play like songs on this podcast. It's hard to do that because of all the things that could happen, because a lot of people have problems with getting copyrighted for the music that they play. It would probably be easiest to just play the songs for you and explain the parts that you love about the song. Because something I did was with one of my friends, I started a notes folder on my phone and I started writing like parts of songs that I really like and then putting like what song it is and by and who it's by. And then I started a playlist that I'll put those songs on. I want to figure out why I like songs because I like so many different types of songs. That's probably why it's so hard for my sister to find out what kind of songs I like. I like so many different types of songs. It's really hard to pin down what I like. So when someone asks me, what kind of music do you like? I'm just like, I'll send you my playlist. It's not easy.
It's hard to pick a genre these days because you have so many bands and artists that just kind of, they cross different genres now. It's not like, you know, back in my day when somebody came out, you knew they were pop or you knew they were R&B or you knew they were rap. It's like now they just mix and mold all the genres. So when you ask somebody, what is your favorite type of music? You really can't say because all the genres are just kind of like, you know, they're all mixed up.
Yeah, it reminds me of this he was a YouTuber that started doing music, which that happens quite frequently. His name is Corpse, which he's really popular, mostly popular for having a really deep voice. He did music. He actually started out reading horror stories on YouTube. He was doing music because he really wanted to do music. The first song I heard by him was called Agoraphobic, and it was very like chill. It was kind of up and down. It was sad lo-fi is how I would explain it. Oh, I like this. This is a nice kind of flow. I'd listen to more of this. And then you click on one of his other songs and it sounds nothing like what you just heard. It's like really fast and really, there's cursing in his songs. It's like really fast and it's almost like rapping, but I don't think I would describe it as rapping. Although I don't want to discount him for not being a rapper. It's really a nice mixture of what you can have as an artist. I think it's more freeing not to have a identifying genre to be, because then you can just make any kind of song you want. You don't have to be limited to just being hip hop or just being, because Taylor Swift, she used to do country and then she did not hip hop, but pop. I think she went back to country or something.
It's this whole thing with country. And if you, there's a documentary actually on PBS by Ken Burns. It's called Country. It's got a lot of great stuff behind it. If you basically say I'm a country artist, you're kind of in that. And once you start getting popular, they say you're not country anymore. They say you're pop. Some of the artists that get really big, like Shania Twain, for example, back, you know, might not know who she is, but she got real popular and people thought, okay, well, she's no longer country. Garth Brooks was another one, got really big and people were saying he's no longer country. They still have the country sound though. Yeah. And Taylor Swift is another one. She has a pop sound, but some of her songs still, they're not as much anymore, but they still sound country. They still sound twangy. I mean, people just love Taylor Swift. She couldn't be as popular as she was because she was a country artist. So she kind of came out of that mold and said she was a pop artist. She did that because it's this label, you know, and this label that people put on the music. It's like a lot of people think like rap music of today is not like rap music was of yesterday. It's not like what hip hop and early rap was. It's totally changed. I don't really know if you can say that it's not rap anymore because they're still rapping. I mean, some people don't think that Blondie on Rapture, that is if you look on Wikipedia, says it's the first top, you know, I think number one rap song ever. I don't think most people would consider that a rap song, but it kind of is. It's kind of this thing that is kind of freeing that you don't have the label on it. But one of the reasons why she did that was so she could have more of an audience and wouldn't be just in that country lane, which is kind of sad because some people want to be in that country lane. Why can't you be in the country lane and in the pop lane? I mean, Dolly Parton's another example. You have all these examples that you could take a look at. Why aren't they popular artists? Why do they just have to be a country artist? Why can't they just be an artist?
Yeah, I think just not having this type of identifying genre about it. I mean, you can put the songs in like a certain category, but I don't think keeping the artist in a category is a good thing to do because they need to have the freedom to do what they want. And I think they can make better songs if they can do what they want because then they're happier with their writing. You know, they could do like their own Christmas album if they wanted to, but then they could also go on and do a screamo if they felt like it. Maybe go back and do a pop, maybe go forward and do a rap, go over and do some blues. You can do what you want. I don't think it should matter as much as it does. But, you know, if you go between all those things, it's going to be harder to find an audience that likes your sound.
Well, and that's true. And so a lot of the folks that maybe, and not picking on your buddy or whatever, that just likes country music, they're looking for just the country music. So if they heard one of your artists and you say, hey, you got to listen to this song, and that artist has a country vibe type of song, and they listen to it like, oh, that's really cool. And then they kind of dig into some of their other catalog and they're like, oh, I don't like it, this artist anymore, because this artist is not just country. This artist is doing all this type of music, but I really enjoy that. But however, it can have a drawback too, because if you know, you're not really, what are you as an artist considered? And then people want to be able to buy your records, and you don't, and I think it's probably because of the record store, there's really no, you don't have to put it in a category anymore. You don't have to label it and put it in this holder or whatever. And so it can be wherever it's going to be. But there are some people that want to know, hey, are you country? Hey, are you rap? Hey, are you hip hop? Hey, are you, you know, R&B? Hey, are you pop? You know, new wave? Like what, you know? And so they want to try to, because they want to get into your music. And then when you like do a remake and they really love it, and then you do something else, they're like, oh, I don't know about that one. And, or you do country and then all of a sudden you're doing, you know, some rap or, you know, whatever, or pop, it's like, I don't know about that. You know, I want to hear about Tear My Beer or whatever it is. Some folks get pigeonholed like that. It's kind of like when actors, you know, will be a superhero for 5, you know, movies or 10 movies or whatever. All you can think about is that's Captain America. You can't think about him in another role. It's kind of the same thing. So you have to kind of be careful. And I think that is why it's so freeing, but at the same time, it can mess people up.
Yeah, it does definitely have a drawback because of how the audience perceives them. I think that's why you have to be labeled as an artist and you can't just do whatever you want. But I think you should at least have like the freedom to do most things. When I say you can go back to do the blues or go forward and do rap, you don't just have to like do that. Like you can have like just that kind of genre because that's your type of music, I guess. And then maybe there's like one song that probably doesn't identify as like country. It probably identifies as more of like a country pop. It's still labeled as like country, and people probably won't like that because of how it is labeled and how the song actually goes. It's hard to explain. Probably does have a lot of drawback on being a free artist to do what you want. It's not as free as other type of outlets.
I think we did good at basically explaining it because, I mean, it is freeing and you want to have that freedom to do the kind of music you want to do. And a lot of people do just kind of consider it alternative nowadays. But if you, you know, do 6 songs as a country artist and all of a sudden you come out as pop, it's going to be different than if you were doing all types of music from the very get-go, because then you can do all types of music from the get-go and you don't really have to worry about it. I mean, I call Imagine Dragons a rock band. I think they rock and they have a really great sound, but most people might not consider them a rock band, you know, and then maybe just in my mind, I have to put them in that category. Whereas 21 Pilots, they put in a category of alternative, but they have reggae and hip hop and, you know, just all kind. I mean, their new stuff sounds like 80s pop music, new wave. And so the new album just sounds totally different from any, and some of it's kind of spoken word. I mean, so, but they've been doing that kind of stuff, so you expect it from them, you know. But if you have just like a rock band that all of a sudden decides to do like a rap album, I mean, I don't think it's going to go very well, you know.
It does kind of remind me of, I'm going to just refer this to something that is kind of maybe easier for some people to understand. It reminds me of YouTube in a way. I've been noticing that YouTubers, you'll label YouTubers like, oh, this is a Minecraft YouTuber because they make Minecraft videos. But usually you'll hear that they don't really want to do just that. They'll do it for a while and then they want to branch off and do something else. Become like the video game YouTubers where they're going between different games. But then they do a series and you're just like, wait, what's happening? This is just like a couple of the same game in a row. I don't know how much I like this. And it does have a drawback on the views that you can see. There are many different YouTubers like that, which, like I was talking about earlier, Corpse was doing the narrating of horror stories, and his channel was mostly just that until he did some actual gaming videos. Those got more views because of more popular people being with it. And it's kind of the same thing with the songs, because you'll have like a song person would have a sound, and then they can do like a sound with a bigger artist. Like, it'll probably be by the other artist, so it'll be like, feat this person, and it'll have a different sound than what you're used to, because it's more, I don't know how to explain that. What do you think would be the word for that?
I mean, you're giving your audience what you said you're going to give to them. If I'm doing the Minecraft, I'm going to be doing Minecraft. And then maybe just tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to start doing these types of videos. I mean, it's just basically telling your audience. And I think that's, you know, we're trying to get it into words here. And there's some artists that do it really well. Like 21 Pilots will take all of their social media platforms down. And then when they bring out a new album, they bring it back up. And they do all this kind of hidden mystery stuff, and all these people are trying to, you know, the skeleton click is out there trying to figure out, okay, what's going on? And then when are they releasing a video? When are they releasing a new song? When's the album coming out? And all this kind of stuff. And they have all this kind of knowledge, and you're like, wait a minute, am I a true fan? Like, I'm missing out on some stuff. Taylor Swift is another example. She kind of does some of the stuff on, you know, she used to do some of the stuff on her social media. Now people know right now she's into remaking all of her albums because the guy that just bought her catalog, I guess she's mad or whatever, and she's redoing all of her albums. So people know right now all of the stuff that's coming out from her is going to be the remake of her Red album or whatever album. I think Red was the latest one, or whatever album it was, and she might be releasing some new music in between. So I think the artists, not only can they control that as well, they can control the media message because they have the social media as well. So they're not just like out on the marquee and they become a local band and they become a big band and all this kind of stuff. They have the kind of marquee where they can become, you know, a band from Ohio and it just be international real quick. And that never used to happen. People couldn't even get like a record. You know, if you wanted to go see a band that was local and you say, oh, you know, we were watching that Wonders show, you know, by them getting a record, like, when are you going to get a record out? That was kind of like, people couldn't just go and do that. Now you can just go on Spotify and put your music out, and you can control the message. So you're also controlling the marketing, and you're also controlling, this is what my sound is. And there kind of is no drama, because we don't have a store where we're putting stuff into a rack, and we don't have to put it into a genre. So it makes it great. I think we did a good job of explaining. I think the artists do a good job themselves of putting their message out there, because the stuff I just talked about, 21 Pilots and Taylor Swift, like, I didn't have to tell you that. I think that's because of her message and their message, right?
Yeah. I think we should probably move on before we start reiterating the same point for another hour.
We're just going to start saying that we can just say the same story and then just reiterate the point. Is that what we're doing?
It kind of sounds like we're starting to do a TED talk here. We're just going to keep bringing up the same points over and over, but kind of changing the story a bit, making it sound a little bit different each time. Just padding out that runtime.
I thought that was my 4-point process.
Yeah, I mean, we do need to make this longer than Mars somehow.
All right, well, I mean, if you're saying that we've already hit the 4 points, we should move on.
Yeah, I mean,
we're just trying to make it longer than your sister's podcast. Is that what we're trying to do? Y'all always in competition.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
We've been waiting all day for it. We ready to do the drum roll and go into the last question?
I guess so. Let's make this last one an hour long.
How much money did we raise?
Let's go over to the board. Oh,
we're still at zero. Okay.
Actually, I found a penny on the floor. Put it up to 0.01.
All right, we got a penny. So bring your money. How has music impacted your life?
Largely in podcast.
Roll the credits.
It's been a big part of my life ever since I was born, I would say. I think music has been everywhere. You could walk down to the city and you'll see people, you know, trying to play music for money because they need money. And it, music just follows you. If you're not wearing headphones listening to Apple Music, you're going to be hearing it while you're getting coffee. You're going to be hearing it in the restaurants over the speakers. You're going to hear it everywhere you go. I mean, unless you're deaf, but you're going to be hearing it everywhere because, I mean, music is such a big part of everyone's lives, I would say. I mean, it's very hard to find someone who has nothing wrong with their hearing, like doesn't listen to music because probably they're Patrick living under a rock. You know, it's music is everywhere. I mean, I'll be in my room and then I'll wake up hearing you play records from all the way in the living room. And I'm just like, oh, he's at it again. I mean, music is everywhere. It's like those Disney movies where you can just like tap your pencil and then they make a song out of it somehow. It's the theme to life. It's so hard to explain that I'm just going to keep making similes to the same thing.
You're going to keep going over the same 4 points that for our TED Talk?
Like I said, over an hour, we need to get this an hour longer just to make it longer than Mars.
One thing that I really think that is cool that has become the norm is a couple things, actually. You know, people with tattoos, I think that's cool. You know, used to be when you had a sleeve of tattoos, people thought you were in prison. Now that's like your cook, you know. Ear piercings, I think we used to have to cover up ear piercings, nose piercings, all that kind of stuff. You had to put a Band-Aid on it, you know, when we worked just for an ear piercing, which is crazy. And the other thing is that headphones. I mean, people have headphones in all the time now. I just think that's so cool. And sometimes people just have them in and they say, oh, well, I'm just waiting on a phone call or somebody might call or it's an important call or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know, you're over there listening to music. Like my dad said today with you, everybody in New York has those on. And that's the most lost thing. People, there's so many of those little earbuds that people find in the subways. I think that's like the most thing that people find in the subways, that people lose one earbud. And I'm sure there's a lot of devastated people out there that have to go back out and buy another earpod or AirPod or whatever they call them. I don't even know. I think that is so cool that that's acceptable. I mean, at work, when you're working, when you're doing menial tasks, you can listen to music now. And I just think that that's the greatest thing ever, because back in my day, we didn't have that option. I mean, we're taking our boom boxes. That was the first thing we had, the big blaster boxes. And those were big as I don't know what, taking those out. Now you have everything on your phone and you can sync up to those headphones and just be listening to music wherever you want to go.
Like you said, with the tattoos and the piercings and the headphones, they're all great ways of expressing yourself, especially with music, because that covers all genres. And as for an ear piercing and a tattoo, that may not be your cup of tea, but music, probably there's probably something out there for you. Out of all the songs that have ever been made, there's probably one that at least sounds pleasing to you because of how many songs there are. My sister, she has like over 1,000 songs on her like songs. I think I do too. Probably not that many, because there's so many songs out there. There's probably over billions of songs, probably. You could probably look it up, fact check that. There's probably over millions of songs out there. There's probably at least one for you, and you're going to enjoy it. And you may not listen to it every day, but as long as it's there, you'll probably think about it when you're doing menial tasks, and you'll just be like writing down a sentence on like a little piece of paper, and you'll start humming that song and be like, what is that? And you can go up to Siri and just be like, hey, what is this? Start humming it again, and you can find the song. And that's how easy it is nowadays just to find songs that you want to listen to.
Yeah, when I worked at the record store, I was Siri. People would come and see into me and they would say, hey, do you know that new junk? That junk that goes like this? You know that junk that says this? And I'd be like, oh, I haven't heard that junk yet. What is that? How does that go? And they would say, you know, it goes like this, da 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 da, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh, that's that new Snoop Dogg. And they'd be like, that's what I wanted to hear. And they go and grab it off the wall. I always tell you kids that I was the Siri. People would come in and ask me what that was. But you're absolutely right. There's songs out there for everyone. And if you haven't gotten into, you know, artists like the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or, you know, any of these artists that have been around, you know, forever, like Jim Morrison and the Doors, or, you know, Jimi Hendrix, artists that we're talking about today, Imagine Dragons, 21 Pilots, go out and listen to them, discover them. You know, you can get a Spotify account for nothing. You can get an Apple account for barely nothing, Tidal, all these different kinds of accounts. And you can start listening to some of this music. Don't have your friend come up to you and embarrass you and say, what? You don't know the Beatles? You've never heard Elvis Presley? What is wrong with you? You don't know James Brown? I mean, are you crazy?
And you don't even need to listen to the more popular ones. Like, there are great, really great, like lesser known artists that do great music and are underappreciated because they're not as popular as 21 Pilots or Led Zeppelin or anyone like that, because they're all the way at the beginning of their career, where Led Zeppelin has probably been around for a while. And these newer bands, like, if you go out, like, you need to use the avenues of finding new songs
Of course, you could do that by watching movies or playing video games or using Siri if you heard it on the street. Or maybe just like go to a concert, see the opening act, see if there's a if one of those you like. There are plenty of ways to find songs. There has to be at least one for you. If there's not one for you, you can make your own music. It's really easy nowadays because you don't even need like a whole band. You could just download songs, get one of those little boards. I don't know what they're called, like put synth sounds and you could play some actual music on there. You don't even need a whole band. You could do, I'm not going to call it fake music, but like fake instruments and make an actual good song just from that. And all you really need is lyrics at that point. And if you're not good at singing, it doesn't matter. Some songs don't even use music, they don't use lyrics anymore. They're not needed. Some songs are just that good.
Well, you got an absolute point there. So are we done with our TED Talk for today? Or did you want to add anything else before we say goodbye?
I mean, we could do a couple more things. Am I the youngest person you've interviewed so far?
You are the youngest that I've interviewed so far, and that's what's great about getting a different perspective on, you know, a lot of this, because like I said, when we were doing the last episode with Mara, you know, we were talking about how the old heads, they do and how they listen and all that kind of stuff, and to get y'all's take on it and how y'all still love, you know, appreciate music is just great.
Like, there are a bunch of old songs, and you'll probably hear more old songs than newer songs, but still there are great artists for, I think younger people will find some newer songs because they'll probably stumble on it by typing something random into a search bar and just listening to the first thing that pops up. They'll probably find some good songs and they'll find great songs growing up. And then you'll ask them, what are you listening to? And they'll say some weird combination of words like pine cone mix gruffle. And then you'll be like, what are you talking about? What kind of drugs have you been taking? They'll like unplug their AirPod and you'll listen to their music and be like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I didn't expect that from Pinecone Mix Scruffle. It's just a crazy how many songs there could be, how compared to how many there could be, how little that you know.
Yeah, I mean, one of our favorite family songs is Bacon and the Pancakes.
That's from a TV show, Adventure Time. The one you're talking about specifically is
the remix.
The remix.
Because it's got to be a remix if you're the DJ.
That adds the song New York to it, which I showed them, and now my dad's obsessed with it.
We play that like all the time at just weird intervals. We'll put on Bacon in the Pancakes, put it in the pancake.
It's from a TV show, Adventure Time, because I watch a lot of TV. I have a lot of free time, you know, because I don't have a girlfriend. Thanks, Dad, for bringing that up. That's not even like a song. I didn't even bring this up so far. There are great songs in some TV shows, too, like that. That show has a couple different songs. I watched a playlist of all of them on YouTube, and I added them on to my like songs on Spotify. I did the same thing with Phineas and Ferb and SpongeBob. Those all have great songs in it that people who like older music won't know because they don't watch TV shows. But the TV shows are great examples. I watched Steven Universe when that was going on. The person who did all the things for it was named Rebecca Sugar, and she did some songs in Adventure Time too. And she does great music. I have kind of lists on the like songs I was talking about. That was the first one I ever had on Spotify, and that's the longest one I have because I love the songs in that show, and they're like really funny, and some of them are really like not funny, but like amazing to listen to because Rebecca Sugar is a great artist. I just love going back to those songs because they're always great to listen to.
That Bacon and the Pancakes is just like a perfect example. It's just catchy, gets in your head, and then you're like, why am I watching this 500 times? And just on repeat. It drives my wife and the kids' moms crazy, but we listen to it like all the time.
And that one's even harder to stop listening to because it's so short that you're just like, oh, I need more of that. So you turn it on and you're just like, yeah. And it ends and you're like, oh, another one. And then you end up watching a 10 hour remix of the Bacon Pancakes New York, and you're just like, what's happening to me?
How did I waste 16 hours of my life?
And if you had to replay the 10-hour video, I mean, if you go into the comments of some of those, you'll see like, oh, you need to make this 24-hour. I hate having to press the replay button every 10 hours.
It's like, man, I'm on hour number 16, and I had to hit that thing 400 times. Come on, man, just make it a replay.
Make it 200 hours, please. I'm so tired of pressing it every 10 minutes.
All right. Are we ready to say goodbye?
So I guess that's it.
That's all. That's all, folks. Thanks for going under the musical influence of today's guest, Zane Karusik, on Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo. Go under the influence on Instagram at DJJONNIBRAVO _ under the influence. That's DJJONNIBRAVO _ under the influence. Please subscribe to Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo, where you listen to your podcasts. I'm Johnny Bravo. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Under the Influence with DJ Johnny Bravo. Until next week.